You're tuned into Auto Intelligence, live from Auto Trader, where data, tools, and your preferences sync to make your car shopping smooth.
They're searching inventory.
Oh, yeah.
They find what you need.
They're going to find
it. They can make a budget for your wallet to help you succeed. Pricing is precise and true.
So true.
It's smarter car shopping.
Ooh.
Just for you.
Oh, it's just for you.
Ooh.
Find your next ride at autotrader.com. Powered by Auto Intelligence.
Introducing Fidelity Trader Plus. With customizable tools and charts you can access across all your devices. Try our most powerful trading platform yet at fidelity.com/trader plus. Investing involves risk, including risk of loss. Fidelity Brokerage Services, LLC. Member NYSE, SIPC.
In a world of endless notifications, there could be an important one you're missing. Your kidneys may be signaling an SOS. With high blood pressure or type 2 diabetes, your kidneys could be warning you of early signs of damage, which may put you at higher risk for events like heart attack or stroke. But there's a simple test that can help spot a hidden signal. Ask your doctor about a urine test called UACR to help detect kidney disease and heart risk early. To learn more, visit detectthesos.com today.
The Lions are totally a fake team, wrote an unnamed texter. Seriously, tell me otherwise. They beat up on bad teams, not the good teams. They can't do it. I don't want to hear how they beat Tampa, who didn't have wide receivers, or Baltimore.
Well, they didn't have one of the wide receivers because they knocked them out of the game.
Yeah.
It's part of the game.
Yeah.
Do you want to talk about who the Lions didn't have in that game?
I mean, we could.
Are we allowed to do that, or are we only allowed to do it with the other team they play against?
The resume isn't as strong as it was last year at this time, right? They've lost twice as many games already. Going into this season, people were very chesty about this team, and even the most confident thought they'd lose four or five games given the schedule. Well, they're on track to do, to lose a bunch more than a year ago. They've got some games coming up that they really need to take care of business, but I don't know, man. We've done this before, and this happens in sports. Everybody you beat, nobody's any good. If that's the prism with which you see it, I guess then, if we can't take the Tampa win, the Baltimore win, the Chicago win to support their resume, then you're right. There's not much to stand on. Let's go to Paul in Clinton Township. Hello, Paul.
Hey, guys. Thanks for taking the call.
Sure.
Hey, man, listen, this is standard operating procedure with a portion of the Detroit, not just Lions, Detroit fan base, okay? You deal with it during Tiger season, wing season, it doesn't matter. Michigan football, Michigan basketball, Michigan State, there's a certain portion that are just, they deal from a negative, an uber negative, standpoint, and there's nothing you can do. None of those people will say anything. The only thing you can do is win, because then, of course, they go away. You don't hear from them until the next loss, and that's literally just how it goes. But, yeah, I mean, right now, I mean, they want to tell you that the games you won mean nothing. The games you lost mean everything, right? So go back 2 years ago to the year that we went to the conference championship and Frisco on the ropes. If you go back to, I'm going to guess, the day that you were on the air after getting beat on Thanksgiving Day by the Packers, they were probably telling you, hey, there's no shot.
Right.
This team sucks. They can't win anything. They're pretending. It just, it is what it is. In the end, the team has to produce, though. Okay?
Yeah, no, they do. And that's the thing. Let's be clear on something. Nobody is, including us, or should be satisfied until they win it all. Understood. That is what the goal is, and that is what this team needs to do to get the ultimate pat on the back and stamp of approval. And we expect it as well. But that doesn't mean it's all going to be, it's going to be easy. And there's plenty of teams that have won Super Bowls that, we researched this, that during the season lost regular season games. There's plenty of them that have done so. And Paul, but it's a very safe place to be to say they're not going to win at all, because you get the feel.
Listen, you 100%. And it's also easy when you disappear after, okay? It's not just you guys. It's on social media. It's everywhere.
the hater is out there, and he is strong, and he is definitely pounding the team during the tough parts and the losing. When they start winning, they flat out disappear. They don't say anything. They don't cheer for the team. That's nothing. And then as soon as they lose again, they're right back. It's pretty consistent. And listen, it is what it is. It's on the team to win and shut that part of the fan base up. Until they do it, ultimately, they're going to have a voice.
And Paul, thank you for the phone call. 248-539-9797. Look, I mean, it's been an uneven season. It's been a season where they have a lot of proving to do. I love the way this organization, this team responds to adversity. They got a long track record of responding to adversity. It is time to start stacking some wins, though. Like nobody's, I don't want to lower the bar. It's time to start stacking some wins.
It is. And I mean, when you started off 6-4, and I think if we were to go back and look at the schedule before the year began, we do the whole schedule game. I don't think they're terribly far off from where we were, because I think they got off to a better start than we expected their first like 4 or 5 games. Are they on schedule? They might be on schedule, and it's not going to be easy. Of course it's not. You've got the Packers are a good team. The division's tough. We've always known the division. The division was tough last year, you know, and it only gets tougher because now the Bears have actually shown more than a pulse. They actually lead the division despite the fact that they give up 52 points in week 2 to the Lions. That spurred them on. Now they're in the tops in the division, and that's just the division, let alone the other games they have outside the division. It's not going to be easy, but this is definitely a playoff team. The question is, can they put together and stack together enough wins where all of a sudden, hey, they're back on top of the division, and see what happens with Philadelphia. There's some infighting going on with Philadelphia, despite the fact that they're really good, but that's what Philly's good for. We know they're a really good football team. I don't think the Lions are going to be necessarily challenging for the top spot in the NFC when it comes to seeding, but if this team is healthy going into the playoffs, I wouldn't bet against the Lions.
Unnamed texter writes in, why are people surprised that some don't believe the Lions are going to make the playoffs? They have been up and down the last 5 weeks going 2-3. That is not how playoff teams play. I guess it's zooming out and looking at really the last 3 calendar years of Lions football. Yeah, they're like we said, they're uneven, acknowledged, but there's way more good than bad. The roster is still filled with talented players. They have some different challenges this year for sure. But yeah, I have faith that this team puts together and starts stacking wins. I'm going to say it again. Think they win the next 3 at home. They'll be favored in all those games. It's not like this is something I've said that's crazy.
Ooh.
You think they're going to cover? You think they're going to win games they're favored in? This is not a bold-ass prediction, is it?
No. I think anytime you're winning 3 games in the NFL in a row, I don't think that's the easiest thing to do. So he's a bold ass. Maybe it's not bold ass, but it's
coming at you live from Auto Trader. Here's new car energy.
They're searching inventory. Mm. You can make a budget for your wallet to help you succeed. It's smarter car shopping just
for
you.
Find your next ride at autotrader.com, powered by Auto Intelligence.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Building a portfolio with Fidelity Basket Portfolios is kind of like making a sandwich. It's as simple as picking your stocks and ETFs, sort of like your meats and other topics, and managing it as one big, juicy investment. Mmm, now that's pretty good. Learn more at fidelity.com/baskets. Investing involves risk, including risk of loss. Fidelity Brokerage Services, LLC. Member NYSE SIPC.
It's stronger than just going with, I mean, I guess technically it is going with chalk, but sometimes going with chalk, it ain't easy.
Gentlemen, the Lions are going to handle the Giants with ease. That's what they do against bad teams. I'm not going to change the fact that we have major issues on the offensive line. Missing Sam Laporta, not getting Montgomery involved enough. Thanksgiving will be a do-or-die game for me. Thanksgiving looms large. Thanksgiving, look, if they win these two games in 4 days, they win Sunday and Thursday, it'll feel like they're right back on track, won't it?
Right back on track. It will, with another big game coming up the following week against Dallas, because I think Dallas is ready to make their charge right now.
They seem like they want to.
They feel rejuvenated. They're rallying around themselves as a team because of their fallen teammate. That's a big part of it. It's an emotional ride for them right now. They want to win for him, and the additions they made at the trade deadline are not small. They're really big, and they've got some offensive talent on that team too. They can score points, and they score them in bunches. Dallas is a tricky team.
And this one, and I'm glad they sent this in, last year was not easy from the standpoint that every week they were competing with Minnesota for the best record, as well as winning the division and getting the number one seed in the NFC, as I recall, it went all the way down to the last week. There's no question it wasn't easy. And as soon as I said it, I'm like, I probably need to walk that one back a little bit. It felt easy. They went 15-2. They had challenges along the way. There were injured players. They were being pushed by the Vikings. It wasn't easy. It just felt easy when you're winning that much. But you're right. It's probably not even worth debating, so I probably should have never said it. It's Carson Anderson. All right, coming up, a Detroit legend needed this a lot, and he's getting it. We will get to that at 11:02. It's Carson Anderson here on 97.1.
Coming at you live from Auto Trader, here's New Car Energy.
There's searching inventory. You can make a budget for your wallet to help you succeed. It's smarter car shopping just for
Find your next ride at autotrader.com, powered by Auto Intelligence.
Hey, Fidelity. What's it cost to invest with the Fidelity app?
Start with as little as $1 with no account fees or trade commissions on U.S. stocks and ETFs.
That's music to my ears.
I can only talk.
Investing involves risk, including risk of loss. Zero account fees apply to retail brokerage accounts only. Sell order assessment fee not included. A limited number of ETFs are subject to a transaction-based service fee of $100. See full list at fidelity.com/commissions. Fidelity Brokerage Services, LLC, member NYSE, SIPC.
I'm caught up in the game. My attention is on every play and every whistle. But what I'm missing is a signal coming from my kidneys. That signal isn't like a ref's whistle. It's more of a silent SOS, which could be warning me of an increased risk for events like heart attack or stroke. And a way I can catch that signal? A simple urine test called UACR. If you have type 2 diabetes or high blood pressure, talk to your doctor about the UACR test. Detect the SOS. Visit detectthesos.com to learn more.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
You think you understand how this business works, but you don't.
Landman, TV's biggest phenomenon, returns to Paramount Plus. From Taylor Sheridan, co-creator of Yellowstone, starring Billy Bob Thornton.
You have to know the rules of the game and bend them. And you really have to know them to break them.
Demi Moore.
I want success. Get it for me.
Andy Garcia, Ali Larter, and Sam Elliott.
You don't even know the game you're playing, do you?
Landman, new season, now streaming, only on Paramount+.